This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. March Madness is almost underway. We're about, 10 minutes away from that. But the madness over the Dome continues with the Browns. And the latest shots fired came from City Hall. And the man who is our embedded correspondent in this war over the new playing facility for the Browns, his name is Daryl Ryder. You know and love him from not only his reports here on 92.3 The Fan, but from the podcast It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys.
Hi, D.
How's your voice?
I'm hanging in there.
It's getting better. It sounds better. All right. You know, I got to let you know, Jeff is very, very excited about one thing we're doing. So I need you to listen, and then I need your reaction. Here we go, Jeff. Go.
Okay.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
The excitement, D, it's building like crazy. I just got to tell you. Carson Wentz, of course, started his career with Philadelphia, but he's played for five teams in the last five seasons. Philadelphia, Indy, Washington, the Rams, Kansas City. Was the starting quarterback for six seasons until the middle of 2022. Then he was benched by Ron Rivera in Washington after six games for Taylor Heinicke. The last 2 years, he started just two games, played in five. In the last 2 years, Carson Wentz has thrown a total of 43 NFL passes, which means he's fresh, Andy, and good to go.
Oh, that's great. There you have it, Daryl Ryder. That is Jeff Phelps' latest hourly update as we get to know Carson Wentz. Daryl, if the Browns want Carson Wentz, why wouldn't they just go get him right now? Why do we have to sit around and go, well, Carson, you know, we really, really, really want to marry this other person, but you know what? If they don't want to meet us at the altar, I guess we'll take you.
I think you just answered your own question.
Thank you.
Waiting for the rust bus.
That's ridiculous. The whole storyline's ridiculous.
Translation: They really don't want him, but if he's the best that they can do, they'll take him.
So you have that.
So they want him more than Joe Flacco? Because I don't. They're not courting Joe Flacco anymore. I heard his name 1,000 times too.
Yeah. Well, it. I feel like a prophet because I told you this is the way it was going to be. There are no good options. And well, guess what? There are no good options. So thank you, Andrew Berry, for proving me right once again. There are no good options. And, you know, I think Barry's trying to find, as I like to say, the best of the worst that's available. So that's really where they're at, you know, trying to, wait for Russell Wilson to make a decision. And if it's not going to be Cleveland, then, you know, Barry's got to go back down dumpster diving for the next guy. And whether that ends up being Carson Wentz or somebody else, I think it's, you know, it's safe to say they're going to draft a quarterback or two here as well. But if they had to play a game tomorrow, Kenny Pickett would be your starting quarterback. And if that doesn't get you fired up for some Cleveland Browns football, I don't know what will.
Daryl, could you live with Carson Wentz, Jalen Milroe, Kenny Pickett?
Jeff, I can live with just about anything.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of feel like I feel like the number two pick is going to get used on a quarterback.
Okay, that would probably mean Sanders, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying that I agree with it or I'm advocating for it. But I just kind of feel like that's the path we are headed towards, right?
Adam Schefter of ESPN the other day said it's all full steam ahead for Cam Ward at number one right now. It's the way that he's hearing it. So that would mean Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. So, I mean, that bright light, that pinhole of bright light at the end of the tunnel is getting bigger and bigger and bigger as you move down the tracks here. And, I think they're going to go quarterback at two. Not because they want to, but because, well, they kind of have to at this point.
All right, Daryl, let's talk dome. Shots fired by both sides this week. Where are we on the dome?
Oh, it's getting ugly.
We are nowhere further along than we were a week ago. The Browns refiled their complaint in U.S. District Court, in which, if you read between the lines, what they're saying is the city of Cleveland didn't exactly come to the table in good faith negotiations with them. One of the things alleged is that as part of a renovation, the only thing Cleveland really offered was $20 million up front for construction for a $1 billion project. How's that going to work? Yeah. And then another 340 plus million over the course of 30 years. Then the city of Cleveland also wanted to cap the capital improvement expenditures as well, which that's not how leases are done. The Browns are arguing that, under the Commerce Clause in the U.S. Constitution, you can't do what the city of Cleveland's trying to do here with the Modell Law. They're conflating what the Browns are trying to do by building in Brook Park with Art Modell ripping the franchise from Northeast Ohio and turning them into the Baltimore Ravens down in Maryland. And then obviously yesterday, Mayor Bibb fired back with a scathing letter. And then also, too, the downtown community, I'm trying to remember what they call themselves, Downtown Cleveland Incorporated, who has backed the opposition to the Brook Park project. Michael Diemer is the gentleman's name. He's the CEO of Downtown Cleveland Incorporated. He fired off a scathing rebuke of the Brook Park proposal. Then I guess Chris Ronayne at some gathering yesterday continued along his support for not having this project go forward.
His support for Cuyahoga County that he's in charge of?
His support for the city of Cleveland.
Oh, wait, is he the mayor of Cleveland now? Is Chris Ronayne the mayor? I don't understand. Chris Ronayne's constituents are Cuyahoga County. Am I wrong or am I right? Somebody want to help me with us?
You're right about that part.
I don't understand why the county is even speaking. They should just stop.
The county is being asked for.
Yeah, but I don't. I like
$178 million.
Represent the county. The county voted for you, not the city of. Get Mayor Bibb. I understand that, and he's doing his job. But the county needs to just keep their mouth shut on this and move forward. They represent the good people of Brook Park. They represent the good people of Cleveland. Stay out of it. It drives me nuts.
Well, the county is being asked to be on the hook for $600 million, even though they're only being asked for the $178 million, because the county is being asked to backstop or co-sign the bonds for Brook Park, which would be $422 million. And so what Ronayne is saying is that's just too risky of a financial proposition for the county.
What would the county be on the hook for in the city of Cleveland?
$0 if they go to Brook Park for Cleveland, but the county would be on the hook for potentially $600 million because, again, they would be co-signing for Brook Park's bonds. So the county is involved here in a rather significant way. So I certainly understand why you know, Chris Ronayne has been, you know, talking about this. I think what needs to happen, two things. One, they just got to get this thing resolved, okay? And in my opinion, that just involves the Browns cutting a check to the city of Cleveland to tell them to go away and shut up.
And that's the end-all be-all, right? Isn't that right. What we're... I mean, we're sitting here and we're listening to two sides bicker over this whole thing. Right. And the city's just looking for a check.
Yep.
Browns, just give them a check and end this thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. I mean, sources I spoke to told me about the initial meeting with Mayor Bibb in September when they informed him that they would pursue Brook Park, and then Bibb begged them to keep their mouths shut about it until the federal dollars for the lakefront came through, which, by the way, now don't even know if Cleveland's actually getting those federal dollars with the new structure of the federal government and this and the new administration. That now is a thing. Hmm. Cleveland may not be getting the $130 million or so dollars that they were promised from the federal government for the North Coast. We have to wait and see on that now. But, it's a situation where, you know, the first thing Mayor Bibb did was start asking the Browns for money. Demo the stadium. Give me money for small businesses, a.k.a. the guys selling T-shirts on the corners. Because there are no small businesses around the stadium. And you don't support the West 6th tailgate. You had that shut down this past year because the city didn't want to do its job and keep it secure. Which one of the few actual economic drivers around Browns games, unrelated to, I don't know, guys sitting in the parking lot flipping burgers and drinking beer. this double talk that the mayor has right now, but the first thing he did was ask the Browns for money. So it's no surprise that it's gone down this. And the problem is the mayor tells the Browns one thing and then goes out in public, does the exact opposite, or says the exact opposite. So there's no trust between these two parties, which is why the courts are involved. So, sure. You know, the court's got to figure this thing out. The federal court, the Cuyahoga Common Police Court, City of Cleveland wants money from the Browns. You know, so there's that aspect of it. But I think this whole thing ends with the Browns cutting a big fat check, Mayor Bibb shutting up, and the Browns putting shovels in the ground in Brook Park.
Daryl Ryder joining us, our Browns beat reporter. I have two things on this. I mentioned yesterday, you know, the mayor came out and said the Haslams, and I forget exactly the way he worded it.
He called it a scheme.
Scheme on the taxpayers' back or something like that, right?
Backs of fans.
Right. Well, if Cleveland is planning to sink huge money into renovating the old place, where's that money coming from? Taxpayers.
Right.
So either way here, taxpayers are involved in this.
Well, the thing of it is Cleveland's going to save a lot of money. They don't have to own a stadium anymore. They
right.
don't have to spend tens of millions of dollars in upkeep that they don't have. They can't even come up with, and this is what the Browns filed in federal court, and this is what they put in their refile, is that the city never put a concrete plan of how to pay for the renovation in front of them. That everything the city painted was with broad strokes. There was no detail in the plan of where the money's going to come from and how they're going to pay for it. Very publicly, the mayor last August put out that plan where, you know, parking revenue for event days at the stadium from, I think it was the Willard Garage and the Muni lot, that would go towards financing the city's portion of the renovation, right? And then, you know, sales tax and, you know, all the existing...
Wait, we're getting more tax if they're going to stay downtown too? So.
No, it's the existing stuff that is in play now would continue. So there's a dispute there, right? The Browns say, well, the city hasn't provided details, but you look at the city proposal and there actually are some details. Now, you might not like those details, because a big component for the Brook Park project and why the Browns really want to do this are the additional revenue streams that come with parking. And, you know, the Browns control no parking around the Lakefront Stadium. That is all run by the city. So that is a revenue stream that's not available to the Browns right now. The Browns believe that by building a dome, they're going to be able to recruit additional events that the city cannot recruit either with an open-air stadium or the existing stadium. Again, folks are challenging that. So But I can tell you this, you can't even apply to host the Final Four or college football playoffs or try and get the NFL draft or you know, Taylor Swift or what, whoever the hot mega act is that's going to Detroit and going to Indianapolis but not coming to Cleveland. I mean, they're going to Pittsburgh for crying out loud, okay? But they're not coming to Cleveland. That current stadium is not designed and built to handle things. When national TV comes to town, they got to park all the trucks on the street because you can't get them in the stadium. Yeah. So, there are legit problems with the existing stadium, but what's happening right now, it just feels like a bunch of kids bickering back and forth at each other, you're not getting anywhere with this.
That's the one thing that I wanted to ask you about. If the county truly want the Haslams to be downtown,
right?
Why are they saying all these nasty things about them, and why are they making this an animosity filled situation? When I would think, the end result is how can you best serve the fans, the citizens, the governments, and the team. And the way to do that is not by bickering at each other like absolute crazy here. I'm stunned that common sense hasn't allowed some of these people to sit down and actually try and hammer something out.
Well, here's, I think, what's going on. I think the business community downtown is threatened by the development aspect. I raised this question a couple months ago.
More than just the stadium, the whole thing that they're going to put
right,
out there. Right,
yeah. Exactly. They're concerned because the Haslams want to build this mixed-use development. It's going to get done in phases. The first phase would open with the dome. Now, the cynics would say, well, once that gets built, nothing else will get built. And there may be some truth to that, right? If the market doesn't support additional Brook Park development, the odds of it getting built are probably slim to none, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a first phase that would be built in conjunction with the dome and would open in conjunction with the dome. But keep in mind, there's a $3.5 billion bedrock led riverfront development, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's also questions, okay, if the Browns do go to Brook Park, then something's got to be done with the lakefront, right? Well,
yeah.
Can this market support all these additional developments getting built simultaneously? The other part
what
of this,
saying,
too, is the housing.
Are you saying put people to work? Is that,
well,
is that something here in the background?
Yeah. No. The issue is they're all targeting high-end residential stuff. You go look to buy a new house in the area, you're starting price tags around $400,000. They're not building new homes for lower income folks here. These developers, you know, the bedrock development, they're not building $100,000 homes for people. They're going to be competing in that $500,000 range, right? The Haslams are not going to build homes in Brook Park for poor people. They're also going to be competing for those $500,000 range, okay? So I think that's why the business community right now is so aligned with the mayor and the county executives not wanting Brook Park built because they feel like it's going to jeopardize everything they're trying to do downtown. And they've said as much.
Or lower the cost of all this new construction down here if they need to do it. NCAA basketball tournament is already underway. As Meredith told you, Louisville and Creighton playing in the first game. That game in Lexington, Louisville up 15-13. In the first other games in this first set of four games that they have today to get us moving on Thursday, High Point will take on Purdue. That is in Providence, Rhode Island. Montana and Wisconsin, they will play in Denver after that. And then SIU, Edwardsville, and Louisville, that's a 2:00 tip-off, and that is in Wichita. We'll see games here tomorrow in Cleveland. Jeff, do you need to get us up to speed and let us know about somebody?
I don't know. You
well,
tell me.
You feel the need to inform. So please continue.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
Keep going.
What?
This needs circus music.
Be nice to the guy.
It's nothing against Carson Wentz. I just, if the Browns want him, go get him. That's all I'm saying. We're sitting here, we're like, well, you know, if Russell Wilson doesn't want to play here, then we're going to come to you.
You need to go back further. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Carson spent 5 years in Philadelphia.
Go ahead.
The defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles for all five of those seasons. A gentleman named Jim Schwartz.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Current defensive coordinator of your Cleveland Browns.
Our defensive coordinator helps out our quarterback, future quarterback?
I'm sure the starting quarterback talked to the defensive coordinator a couple of times over 5 years. And Schwartz watched him every day in practice. If they need a reference.
Jeff, you are not aware
of the... If they need a reference.
Yeah.
Hey, is this guy a jerk? Is this guy a nice guy? Is this guy the type of person we want to bring into this locker room? I'm sure Jim Schwartz could give them a few answers.
Maybe a jerk is what you need at quarterback.
Maybe so. I didn't say that was bad, did I?
The implication when you call someone a jerk is bad. I think inherently calling someone a jerk is bad. I don't know. That's what they told me in philosophy class. If you call someone a jerk,
I'm just
that's
saying,
mean.
5 years together in Philly, Jim will have a pretty good feel for Carson Wentz. Hey, Jim. Hey, hope you're enjoying the beach. Andrew Berry here. Hey, let me ask you. You were with Carson for 5 years there in Philly. You like him? No. Okay, thanks, Andrew. Jim, do you like him? Yes. He's a wonderful human being. He got the shaft in Philadelphia. Never should have happened. I'd sign him if I were you, Andrew. Thank you.
Jim, can he still play? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Then I'm in. Well, you know what? If Jim says he can play, let's go get him now. Why are we waiting around? Or Mary Kay reiterated it again this morning. Look out. Maybe they might draft two quarterbacks.
I'm just telling you, the next one's going to be a humdinger.
The one on Carson Wentz?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have more of these? Serious?
The beatings Seriously. Will continue until morale improves.
The fact that you told me now that we have more makes the preparation worse than the actual procedure. That's exactly how I feel about this.
There's more Carson Wentz to come.
But, let's go back to what Daryl Ryder had to say about the dome. Jeff, just, you know, Daryl laid it out. Look, he said the bottom line. Like, I just feel like we're all kind of pawns in this thing. I don't want to hear about a politician who's trying to become a bigger and better politician so that you all know their name moving forward so they can run for some other office because of the advertising implications that happens for a person when their name is out there, and now all of a sudden their recognition, their street cred, their what's it called? What's your score when you people
Q
know
rating.
You
are?
No, Q ratings TV. What's the other one? It's the internet one. I don't know what I'm thinking. There's a word for it. But I mean, if that's what you want, is the name recognition, clout. It's clout. Your clout score. At least that used to be a thing. Do you remember when that was a thing?
Roll with it.
All right. So your social media clout. Like, is that what you're here? Are you here to be bigger and better than the head of the county or the mayor or someone who's trying to become new on the political scene or something like that? Like, I don't want to be involved in that. I don't. Do I think the city dragged their feet to? Here's exactly what I think. I want the stadium to be downtown. I had no problem with that, but it seemed like for years they were negotiating back and forth and got nowhere. They got nowhere. So they know that the lease is up. Just like you when you rent an apartment, right? You know the lease is up, and if you don't renew that lease, you're out or you want to leave. Well, guess what? The Browns will be fulfilling their obligation to the lease, just like you if you had an apartment. And that's up in, what, 28? In 29, they need a place to play, and it better be within the confines of the five counties that we live in right now, because I'm not going back and reliving what we relived last time.
Well, okay? I'm glad to know that you're not going to do that.
No.
That'll keep the team here.
Well, none of us want to relive that, do we?
Can we
just get a something built? I got to tell you, the renderings that the Browns have put out look amazing. If you don't think they do,
it looks phenomenal.
I don't know how. I mean, everyone, like, the biggest complaint was, well, I wanted to play outside. Man, I have you ever seen a glass dome before? The folks that made the one in Minnesota are designing the one that's here. And Daryl said this on It's Always Game Day, that the thought process for the way the roof looks like is the same as the art museum. Like, someone actually put some thought into that. Can we talk more about this in a moment?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk more about this in a moment. And then we're also going to talk about potential NFL rule changes. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl has not, I mean, I'm telling you, Daryl's talking to all sides on this thing, and he has been all over this dome thing for probably 3 years now, or at least when we first started, it's always game day in Cleveland. He was already on top of it. He knew what was going on, and he talks to both sides. Daryl has probably the best insight in town when it comes to what's going on. Now, does sometimes he get a little excited about it? Yeah, he gets a little excited, but I think he knows what's going on with the dome and the dome situation. Jeff and I were always talking about a dome here at some point. I don't think we ever thought that it would be outside of the city limits or outside of downtown.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Well, you did too. I kept talking about Strongsville.
I kept talking about other sites if they had to move it out of downtown. But I never really wanted them to. But now that there's a commitment and a plan and there are things in the works to make it happen, I'm looking at it and I'll look at it and I'll go, I kind of wish this was downtown, but it's not. So where's the next best place you can do it? And who else is investing money into our city, you know, like this? And then, you know, Daryl talked about the major projects going on downtown. And he said that one of the things he said at the end was high-end living space.
Yeah.
And I think that's a valid point. And I do think I would be concerned, especially like if I'm the mayor of Cleveland and as I walk to work each and every day, I see hundreds of apartments being built, right? We walk by all this stuff. In fact, the building we are in that used to be at a department store is now filled with apartments. And if I'm the mayor of Cleveland, I want to make sure that, you know, the folks that invested in the city of Cleveland have these apartments down here, that they're getting a return on investment, because that's my job. I was elected by them, right? To protect the city of Cleveland on that. And then if you have more high-end stuff outside of the city, then what happens to all these apartments that are being built down here when you may have people that want to live in a different district? Tell you where I'd like to live, on the lake. I would love to live up on the lake, but guess what? There's a stadium sitting there right now.
Well, it doesn't cover the entire lake.
Well, that is true. Why can't I just walk to Canada? Can somebody please get me a bridge?
Can I? There's one thing that the longer this goes on, this thought keeps just popping into my head.
How much longer can it go on? That's my question.
Well, I don't know. My thought is this. Are the Browns not business partners with the city of Cleveland?
No. And not now, they're not.
Well, but ultimately, aren't they? I mean, the Guardians, the Cavaliers, they're business partners with the city of Cleveland.
Boy, but just got one real tiny point. Daryl brought up the Bedrock project. Doesn't that make you feel like this is Dan Gilbert behind trying to keep the stadium downtown?
I don't. It does. Never had that thought in my life.
That was all I could think about when Daryl said it.
I don't know. My thought is this, and it seems to be coming from the politicians more so than the Browns, much more so than the Browns. This isn't the way you deal with business partners. I mean, it's supposed to be a partnership. You really want the team to stay in Cleveland and you're talking about them this way? That's not a business partnership. That's an adversarial relationship.
No, it's ugly now.
How are you going to repair that? If you're the mayor,
right?
What if the Haslams right now just said, you know what? We're good. Let's go ahead and just fix the old place. Mayor, pump all that tax money into that. Go ahead.
We'll take you up on your offer.
What's the mayor going to do then? I mean, what's his point here? Daryl keeps talking about, you know, write a check and go away. Okay,
right.
Maybe.
Right.
But what if the Haslam said, you know what? You're right. Let's just renovate that place. And go ahead, pump all the tax dollars in that. Oh, and Mayor Bibb, be ready to do it again in 15 years.
And don't forget,
because
you gave
it's
us
an outdoor stadium. It's not phenomenal. And we'll need to renovate it again in 15 years.
Yeah. What if they did that? I think the mayor knows they're past. I think the Browns are past the point of no return.
At that point, though, the Browns are still a business partner with the city of Cleveland, aren't they?
Well, they would be. Yeah, they'd still be the landlord.
I would.
But then again, like I was saying about, you know, the lease.
No, I mean, even if the Browns build the dome, aren't they still in partnership to some extent with the city of Cleveland? You know, all the talk about the businesses and blah, 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 blah. I get all that, except for one thing. You still want an open-air stadium that maybe is going to get used 15 times a year.
Well,
so, I mean,
that's your taxpayer dollars at work getting a lot out of it 15 times a year.
Much bigger deal for the city of Cleveland, a baseball stadium that you use over 80 times a year, and an arena that you use about 320 times a year.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, if the Browns really wanted to, they could take the Cleveland out of it and become Lake Ohio, the Lake Ohio Browns, or Ohio Lake Browns. Wow. Wait, what did they want to change to? Lake Ohio or Ohio Lake?
Lake Ohio.
The Lake Ohio Browns. Are you ready for it?
It worked so well for the Monsters. They're the Cleveland Monsters now.
No, I think they realized that it didn't make any sense to be regional in that aspect. Jay is on the road. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Longtime fan. You know, along your train of thought there, Jeff, you know, Mayor Bibb's burning the bridge there where, you know, I feel grateful the Haslams are forward-thinking owners and they have the money to invest in this area. Hey, who knows? Maybe one day they want to put a hotel downtown or a casino. You know, he's got that kind of money. But, you know, you burn that bridge once, there's no going back.
Jay, you know the problem with the casino? The land that was zoned for casino is now going to be the new Bedrock Cavaliers facility. Remember, that's the casino that's downtown right now was supposed to be temporary.
It's supposed to be gone.
It was supposed to be temporary.
An additional
I'm sorry. Keep going, Jay. Sorry.
So another point I want to make is I watched that breaking news yesterday with the county executive, Chris Roine, and he threw a lot of numbers out there. The number one that caught my mindset was the $800 ticket price. I mean, has anyone done any fact-checking on that? I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't know where he got that number. And he mentioned all these negative ideas about building a stadium out in Brook Park. It's only 20 minutes away. People are still going to stay downtown and drive 20 minutes back to stay, you know, and watch a game. You know, additionally, what about the Super Bowl, the Big Ten tournament, all those added revenue streams that would come into the city? Better players we'd be able to attract because, you know, they wouldn't have to play in sub-zero temperatures on the lake. Da, da, da.
Jay, that's actually an interesting point that I agree with.
I hear you, Jay. I mean, thank you. Yeah, Jay, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I just
they make some great points.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out what the highest price. What's the most expensive NFL ticket right now? I can find Super Bowl tickets, but it sounds like, yeah, I can't imagine there's going to be a $400 ticket. I mean, yes, I imagine
but
are you trying to tell me season ticket holders are going to pay $400 a season?
Andy, I have no idea. No, what we do know is this. The cost of going to a professional sporting event has grown. It will continue to grow. There are still some good opportunities to get good tickets.
Especially when basketball teams are going for $6 billion.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to take a family of four to a game and, you know, park and feed everybody, you're going to spend a lot of money.
Anthony is in Cleveland Heights, where we say, hi, hi. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
I like to preface comments when I make about the Browns that I'm a Guardians fan first, and if I was in control of the budget, I would build a Guardians dome just for my own personal comfort at Guardians games. However, having said that, I'm curious about Mayor Bibb, a couple things. As I understand it, the Modell law would likely be ruled unconstitutional if it got to court, you know, got to an appeals court. What if Haslam push it, just moves forward with that? They rule unconstitutional, and then he goes back to Bibb and say, okay, now you're going to deal with me, because otherwise I'm going to start leaking it out that I can go anywhere now, right? He doesn't have to do it publicly himself, but he could just leak it out. There's the Portland wants an NFL team or something, so I don't understand.
Austin, Texas.
That would seem to move leverage into Haslam's camp there if that law gets ruled unconstitutional. I mean, that news would raise the specter in Browns fans' heads that they're leaving again. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, I don't understand, Bibb. I guess I would just want them, if I'm the mayor and I'm just thinking self-interested, I want them out as soon as possible, agreed, start digging so I can just put up some PR press releases of all the great things I'm going to do with the lake at that point. They don't even have to get done. I can just put them out there and say, now I'm running for governor.
What, like everything else that's ever been said about the lakefront from the beginning of time? I mean, Chris Renee's from the county's always been a guy that supported, lakefront development. And so that's why, it's like, this is a key to thinking out of, thanks, Anthony, I appreciate it. This is a key to, creative minds in City Hall, creative minds in the county to say, wow, look at this piece of land we have now on the lakefront that we've never had before. Rather than sitting here and wallowing in the muck of what is there now, why can't we become creative and forward thinking and do something with the land that can benefit all? I just don't understand. We're so good in this city, and this isn't just the current political leaders. We have run on an endless treadmill of insanity in this city when we watch cities like Chicago grow and Toronto grow and Pittsburgh grow and look at Columbus. Like, I watch these cities grow and they're enticing to jobs, and I think back to being a kid here in Northeast Ohio where I watched jobs just flee the area like crazy. Flee the area. Can we get creative and positive and move forward in a positive direction? It's mind-boggling. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We got to talk about some NFL rule changes on the books coming up and more Carson Wentz. Baskin Phelps.